Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I don't really know how long it has been there. I don't remember when I noticed that the floor wasn't smooth. It was more out of the corner of my eye, and I think it was only a few days ago. At a certain time of the day, the sunlight shines, and if you look, you can see the floor terrain, so to speak. They look like blisters, and I put it down to an old floor, though the flooring had gone down since we had been in the house. Well, they don't make things like they used to, I thought. On Monday, the blisters were still there, but I wasn't paying attention. Tuesday, were the blisters larger? This time I looked carefully, and now I didn't like what I saw, especially when I inspected things closely and got a portion of my sock wet. The water was evident. I rang for help, and a few hours later the conclusion was evident that there is a leak, probably under the tiles, that needs to be fixed. Hardly a good time, I thought. And then I chuckled. Troubles, hassles, diagnoses, and the like always interrupt something. No one wakes up in the morning and says, "I'd like a pandemic for the rest of the year, please." In fact, our tendency is to avoid bad news as much as possible. And we don't tend to hear it well either. It is good advice to take someone with you when you are going to hear a medical diagnosis. Precisely so, what is said will be remembered. Because there is a good chance you will not remember everything about your diagnosis, particularly if there's poor news there. I suppose there is some fear about an uncertain future when things look grim. But most people can relate to denial or putting off tough times. I mean, who wants to go through them? And it isn't so much a matter of attitude, being positive, or accused of being Pollyanna-ish. Attitude is important, there's no denying it. But things can still be rough or grim or long-suffering, and there's nothing wrong with wanting wars to end, pandemics to be cured, relationships to be reconciled because they feel ruined, or any bad thing to end. Things can be bad, and bad news about them doesn't change because of our attitude. And yet, our attitude is important, as is God. Where does he fit in? I suppose it comes down to whether at heart God for you is more a puppet master pulling all the strings, or more a being that goes with the flow that he has created. I've heard people describe God as either, and somewhere in between. We also need to locate our responsibility in this world about our behaviour. Are we responsible? Or do we secretly, or not so secretly, lay this world and ourselves at God's feet and shrug while saying, "You made us"? I think these types of questions coalesce for Christians and how they see and relate to Jesus. Jesus gives his life to us, and with the guarantee of his love and mercy and forgiveness and guidance and strength, but with no guarantee of it being on our terms, pain-free, affluent, hassle-free. Jesus doesn't create misery for us, but helps us in miserable times. Jesus could click his fingers and make things better, but he more often stays with us as we do what we have to do each day. Sometimes we say that things did work out, miraculously, and at other times, we don't say that. What is hard is that Jesus is mysterious. He says he loves us, but that love doesn't do what we think it should at times. So we pray with hope that Jesus will fix whatever, and we act as if we have to do our best to fix things. No wonder we don't want to go into problems and tough times. And yet, here is the certainty or the truth that helps us each day. Jesus does love us. Jesus is with us, and he does help us. We still have to choose how to behave, but we can work to do that not out of fear, but confident that however tough things are, however mysterious Jesus seems, that Jesus is good, and he will bring good out of it all. So we don't despair, even as we sigh. And we face whatever it is, knowing that it isn't a punishment or a test, but this is life in this world, and Jesus has promised to help us live it, one day at a time. Let us pray. O God, since without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may, in all things, direct and rule our hearts, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.